Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Couple of quick NBA things before we get our crossover game right. Real quick, you gotta love, I always love the terminology behind things with regards to injuries, you know? Like, he's probable, he's doubtful, the Warriors announced that Kevin Durant is hopeful to return at some point during the finals and anticipate DeMarcus Cousins will play at some point during the finals. So is it better to be hopeful that you will do something or anticipate that you will do something? Probably anticipate. Like, am I supposed to read into that DeMarcus Cousins has a better chance of...
I guess the way it sounds is that DeMarcus Cousins, he does have a better chance of playing than KD, but then it still is like,
I don't know about that. I was talking to Joe, we were talking during the break, and like, is it out of the question that KD's done? I don't think it is. I think there's something to how tight-lipped everything has been, how MIA, they've put him in a bunker.
Has anybody seen him walk?
No. Not that I'm aware of.
So is it possible that it is an Achilles and they're just like, oh, they don't want anybody to like just count him out?
I'm sure it's possible. Anything's possible. Listen, I always tell the story with Doetzler. Doetzler had like a torn PCL or something like that. It was like clear this dude was done. And we had like Josh suit up and like go through, like he just would like, he was in uniform kind of walking around through warmups just to make like, I think it was Wichita State sweat. Like these coaches and these people will go through crazy lengths to make the other team think about things. But I'm starting to think like we've seen him tweet. We've seen him post something on Instagram, and we saw a photo of him or a picture of him in, you know, the hallway looking at a box. Other than that, that's it.
I haven't seen him take a step.
Nothing. Like, is it out of the question this guy is done for the season? I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either.
And by the way, real quick, and then we'll get to a crossover, some NBA news with the awards. MVP candidates, final three, Giannis, Harden, and Paul George, not too surprising. First team All-NBA. Giannis, Paul George, James Harden, Steph Curry, Nikola Jokic. Not going to argue with any of that. At all. The second team was Damian Lillard, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, Kawhi, and Embiid. No huge issue with that. By the way, it was LeBron James. First time since 2007. He did not get a first team All-NBA selection. Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting.
I was still in high school.
It's been a minute. It's been a long time.
Yikes.
It's been a long time. Obama hadn't even been president yet.
Dear God.
Dear God. All right. Let's take a Kit Kat here. Get our crossover game right.
Luda Thursdays. Luda
Thursdays. Shout out to George for making Luda Thursdays. John really helped out with Ludicrous Thursdays, I'm sure. All right, we're going to crossover right next.